Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is Lead Pastor Rusty Thomas. Just want to ask you, along this journey, we've been talking about inviting and being invited on a journey with Jesus. Are you interested? There was a guy named Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19, and we're introduced to him in verses 1 through 4. It says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was wealthy. But he wanted to see Jesus, who Jesus was. But because he was so short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead, he climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. So in this story, we see this guy Zacchaeus lived in an above average town. He had an above average job. He was a tax collector. He had an above average income. The Bible says he was wealthy, but he was short and he couldn't see Jesus, but he was interested. He was interested in Jesus. Why? Because he had heard that Jesus could change lives. A.C. Green used to play for the Los Angeles Lakers in his rookie year. They used to see how they could get those guys in trouble. He was always there early, so they couldn't get him in trouble. They couldn't catch him in any traps. But A.C., he wouldn't be deterred. He'd get to practice early. But one day, somebody stepped out of the locker room. They said, emergency phone call for A.C. Green. He thought, man, these guys might be trying to trick me, but I got to go see. As he gets to the phone, when he picks it up, it's just a dial tone. He hurries back to practice. Practice is getting started. And as he runs out to take his place on the court, the coach says that's a $1,000 fine for A.C. Green, being late for practice. All the guys began to say, yo, AC, did you get your phone call? AC looked up at Magic Johnson. He said, yeah, I got my phone call. It was my Heavenly Father. He's on the line, and he wants to talk to you.